Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you again today, inviting you to meet us in the house of God this morning, and appreciate you taking time to tune in the broadcast today. And I trust you're getting ready to go to church this morning, getting Sunday school and preaching and all throughout the day, evening service here at Mountain View where we're members at. Our Sunday school begins at 10, our worship 10:45, and then at 5 o'clock for the evening service and 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So we urge you to come to be with us throughout the day today. We'd enjoy seeing you in the house of God this morning. I want to send out to all the shut-ins. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning. If there's anything we love to do, is be a help to God's people in these last days, and especially to be a light to point somebody to Jesus Christ, a saving, loving Savior that saves precious souls. And so that's our desire this morning. It's good to be here once again before the microphone and trying to bring to you the Word of God from the King James Bible. It's the only one we have, only one we want, only one we'll ever have. And that is the divine Word of God for this generation today. And we thank God for unashamedly. I stand on that conviction this morning that we do have a copy of God's Word for this generation. He preserved it for every generation. We've got it today, the blessed Word of God. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. And just going to be good to be able to go to God's house today and worship the Lord together with His people. And just praise God for His blessings and His mercy and His grace toward us. And we just praise God for that. So it's good to be in your place of listening this morning. Hope you can, of course, get out and get ready and be in the house of God today. Go to Sunday school. Get in Sunday school. Don't be so lazy sitting at the house and waiting till time for a regular service. Get in Sunday school. Teachers will pray and study and prepare a lesson for you, and you don't show up. That's just like inviting somebody to a meal and they don't come. And so you meet in the house of God today. Believe you'll be blessed of God if you'll do that now this morning. I want to pray for all your needs today. I know a lot of folks have got needs. You've got burdens. You've got cares in your life. You've got sicknesses that are weighing you down today. And God's a God of mercy and grace. He did promise grace for every trial we have, every problem we face. He's always there with us. Made a promise, Jesus did before He went away. He said, "Lo, I am with you all the way, even unto the end of the world." He's there with us today. Thank God. He's omnipresent, ever present with us every day. Thank God for that. Fathers, we bow in your presence today, asking God to meet every need and radio lamb this morning. You know the heart that's heavy. You know the heart that's sick. And those that need help today, body, I pray you touch them, Lord. And those that need just strength to get through the day, I'm not able to get out to be in the house of God. Oh, not go anywhere. I pray a special blessing upon their lives this morning. The grace of God, which you promised, would be sufficient for every need, would be real unto them this morning. Have your way. Lord, that one's listening today that's not saved. Don't know about their salvation. They are not ready to meet God. I pray you'd bring Holy Ghost conviction upon their heart. They'd realize this day, the day of salvation, now's the accepted time. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your souls." There's some souls out there needs rest today, and the only way they're going to get it is to come to Jesus. I pray, have your way. Bless the broadcast hour. Lord, use it this morning to help some precious soul, to encourage someone along the way. Bless the men of God as they stand to break the bread of life today. Lord, use them for your glory and for your honor. We'll bless you and praise you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right. Well, we're going to have some songs this time. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning and be an uplift to your heart today. Get you started through the day and let the Lord just bless you in a special way this morning. Amen. Well, sometimes we do get homesick for home, and we that are saved know what I'm talking about today. Heaven's a real place. It's a real place, and we're going there one of these days, and so it's going to be good to get there. You listen now as they sing. All right, we'll get that here in just a moment. Tell you, the longer we're away from home, the more homesick we get. But the Lord's coming. He made a promise. Jesus said, if I go away, and he did. And he said, if I go away, I will come again, and he will, to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm glad there's a reality for the children of God. Thank God there's a place where we're going one of these days. Well, as the song says, it's out of this world. Amen. I'm glad it's not here. We have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Where freedom
Amen. Well, I tell you, good place we're promised, a blessed promised land. We're going there one day real soon. Lord's coming. Better get ready. If you're not ready this morning, you better get ready because he's coming. He's not going to tarry. He's not going to wait. He's going to be coming for us that are saved by the grace of God. Amen. All right, we're going to take our Bibles again this morning and try to continue the message that we feel that we have been preaching on last Sunday, and turn to the book of Acts chapter 1 this morning, Acts chapter 1, and we're going to try to continue that thought today on getting ready, getting ready to serve. And that's what Jesus was doing here in Acts chapter 1. He was getting this the people of God, the servants of God, the apostles, getting them ready to serve him. And in these last days that we're living in, we've been in the last days since Jesus went away. We know that today. We know that when Jesus went away, that he made a promise he's coming back. And so we've been in those last days ever since then. He hasn't come yet, but he's going to. And no amount of discouragement, no amount of criticism, no amount of denial is going to push aside the fact that Jesus is coming. And he made that promise. He came the first time. It's a historical fact that Jesus came the first time. I mean, it's proven. It's been witnessed. It's been proven that he came the first time. And, of course, he hadn't come yet the second time. But if he came then and he made a promise that he's coming back, he's going to come back. And because the Lord doesn't make any promises that he don't keep. Acts chapter 1 this morning, the book of Acts chapter 1. And we're going to try to bring to you some thoughts today from the Word of God. Acts chapter 1 and verses 1. The Bible said, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. So there's some things we don't know the time. We don't know when he's coming and what time he's coming, the date that he's coming. We just don't know. But he did tell us to look for him. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And so he's coming back again. The next time that he comes, he won't come to bear the sins of many. He's already done that. He's already paid the sin debt. It's already fully paid. And Jesus is not coming back to be crucified again. He's not going to come back to be put to death again. He's already been done and done that. And he resurrected himself. And he said, I've got power to lay my life down. I've got power to take it again. And Jesus did that very thing. And we know that. It's a historical fact that Jesus came back and was resurrected. Well, I want you to notice we dealt with, of course, the subject matter in verse 1 last Sunday, the service of God, in verses 1 and 2, and talking about what Jesus began both to do and to teach the Word of God. He lived the Word of God, and he taught the Word of God. And that's what we're to do. We're to live it and to teach it. That's what he admonished them to do. And so his service is one that he did that. And, of course, his substance is found in verses 2. its substance, of course, and until the day that he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments. I mean, his substance was by the Holy Ghost. The word that he gave was by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And so he said, there's, of course, through the Holy Ghost. And then we find today, I want you to look at verse 3. At verse 3, we find his proof is found here in verse 3. I'm talking about getting ready to serve. He's getting those disciples ready to serve him because he's going away. Here in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 2, he's going to step away from this world. And he's leaving here. He's already told them that he's going. And so the proof is found here in verses 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. And so he's been proven. He gives the proof here and talks about the proof that we find in the Word of God. And of course his proof is found in verse 3. Being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, being seen of them 40 days. For 40 days they saw the Lord Jesus Christ. They saw him. They bear witness of him. Over 500 brethren at once saw the Lord Jesus Christ after that he had been risen from the dead. And so that's a fact today. And he's going to do that. And he's accomplishing that. He did that. And of course we know that it's been proven that he resurrected from the dead. The grave was empty. The grave was empty, my friend. And we got proof of that today. They ran in and looked for him and he wasn't there. The grave clothes were folded there where he lay, and he wasn't there. And of course, he appeared to them on the outside. And many times he appeared to them in coming days. Over 500 brethren at once saw the Lord Jesus. You go to court of law today, you've got to have three witnesses to bear witness of something to prove that it's so. And listen, Jesus had over 500 brethren at once, not only counting Mary and Martha and the others that saw him after he arose from the dead. But the proof is there. When we're carrying the gospel today, we've got the proof that Jesus got up from the grave. It's a historical proof. It's a scriptural truth. It's been proven by the Word of God that Jesus got up from the grave. And whether he proved his life here, he proved his service here, he proved his resurrection here, and whether he's going to prove to the world that he's going to come again, he's going to show them when he puts his foot upon the Mount of Olives one of these days, how he's going to come back and declare that time should be no more. I'm telling you, but after, of course, that's after we get carried away in the rapture of the church and back with him, and then we're coming back with him. We know, that's another message in itself today, but the proof is found here, and the proof is found in verse 3. He talks about his presence with them in verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And so we find there's a proof and his presence. He appeared with them. He was with them bodily. He was there with them in that day. Thank God for that. And so we find there's, of course, his promise is found fulfilled with them, being assembled together with them. A bodily presence of the Lord Jesus was right there with them after he'd been raised from the dead, after he had died and was buried and rose again. He appeared with them and commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. He told them what was going to take place. He said, the Spirit of God's going to come. The Holy Ghost, when I go away, I'm going to send another comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, and he's going to come back and be with you and teach you how to observe all things, whatsoever I've said. And so he inspired the scriptures after Jesus went away back to the heavens. The Holy Spirit came and they began to write the New Testament scripture like he did in the Old Testament, inspired of God. The New Testament is inspired of the Holy Ghost in the New Testament, and he began to tell them about the things that was going to take place. And so he was there with them. His presence, his promise, of course, the promise that he had made to them, what he was going to do in the book of John chapter 16, where the Bible tells us what he talked about when he would go away. There's some things that he said to them, and that brother and told them explicitly here in Acts chapter 1 to wait for the promise. Wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. And the Bible said in John chapter 16, and the Bible said in verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." Now, this is Jesus talking, my friend. "It is expedient for you that I go away. And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And so there's a promise. He said, "If I go, I'll send him unto you." He came, my friend. Acts chapter 2 tells us about how the presence of the Holy Spirit that came from heaven and anointed them and indwelt them. And then he said, "And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged." And he said, "Listen," he said, "and I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot receive, you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, that whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you of things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall not receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." And my friend, the Spirit of God came and did exactly that. And he's still here today, indwelling every believer, inside of every saint of God. The Holy Ghost is indwelling the believers today and guiding us and blessing us and learning us and, brother, directing our pathways every day. And we've got that promise that was given by the Father. So there's the promise. Jesus made that promise there in verse 4. Thank God for that promise today. And then I want you to notice not only that, but in verses 5 of Acts chapter 1, his provision, the provision that Jesus made. I'm talking about getting them ready to serve him. To serve him without any unbelief at all in their hearts and minds, but fully believing and knowing that Jesus was alive and well, empowering them to do the job that he left them to do. He told them, of course, one time, he said, "Listen, while I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world." That was told up by the Father. He said, "I'm the light of the world." But he said, "When I go away, then you become lights of the world. Then you tell others about me. You tell others about the life himself and about his resurrection and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Savior, the Son of God." Oh, yes, my friend, there is the reality of the promises that was made, the provision that he made there in verses 5. He said, "For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And there's a provision, and God gave the provision by the Holy Spirit of God to give unto them. Listen, those disciples that hid themselves and tried to disappear when things got rough. But I'm telling you, brother, when the Spirit of God came in Acts chapter 2, from that day forward, brother, they marched out, brother, wide open. They was there openly preaching Jesus Christ. They whipped them. They scourged them. They threatened them. Done everything in the world to them. But they kept on preaching Jesus Christ. They crucified them. They cut their heads off. They burned them at the stake. But I'm going to tell you, friend, they just kept on preaching Jesus until the day they slipped out into eternity. What was it? Because a provision was made. We can stand for Jesus. Somebody said, "Preacher, I'd go to church, but I just can't take the pressure. I just can't live for God in this generation that we're living in." Where you lying right there, my friend? Listen, he gave us something to withstand the things of this world. He shall be in you, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world today. And we've got somebody to help us through the things we're facing today. And yet there's no reason that you could lay out a church and stay
and stay away from God. And brother, have your life, have my friend, not being a light in this world, have this dim with sin, but he gave you the ability and the provision to take a stand for Jesus Christ and for your family and for your friends and your community, and take a stand for Jesus and live for him until the day that you go out to meet him. There's no excuse for that this morning, friend. I'm talking about he was getting them ready to serve. To serve is to follow. To follow the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, listen, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you also. And so, my friend, the reality is today that if you can't stand persecution, it means you're not walking as close to God as you ought to be. You're not filled with the Spirit of God. Brother, you got the ability within you by the Spirit of God, my friend, to live for him and bear witness of his saving grace to everybody that you come in contact with, getting ready to serve. He was getting them ready to serve because he knew what was ahead of them, and whatever thing that they faced, he knew his grace would be sufficient for them, as it was the Apostle Paul. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And my friend, his grace is always sufficient. Live for him, and love him, and serve him. He got us ready to serve when he went away. God bless you is our prayer. Come the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.